Live and in color this morning, it is Eric Olson joining us in the studio. Eric, good morning. It's so good to have you here.
It's so good to be here, Lisa. Thank you.
You know, the last time you were in the studio, you were the interim something. So what's your new title? My eyes are old. I can't read your name tag from here. What is your new official title?
Well, it's not a new official title. It's the same one. I was working interim in the office for LGBT services, which is now the Sexuality and Gender Equity Initiative Office. But I still work in Students in Transition as a Minnesota Graduate Coordinator, and then I'm also the Operations Systems Assistant. Yes, longest title ever, I know.
No wonder I can't read the printing on your name tag from here. Anyway, we've got you in here this morning to talk about just a wonderfully fun event that happens on campus every year, and it's time for the Queer and Allied Student Union drag show that's coming up.
It's the most wonderful time of year, really.
And I got to tell you, anytime you get a news release that begins with introducing Androgyna Galaxy, and the picture that goes with it is absolutely fabulous. If somebody's never been to a drag show before, and not all of us grew up in the Twin Cities where we have access to, varieties of experience, what would you like them to know, or what should they know beforehand?
Well, what they should know beforehand is that they're going to get an amazing show in the first place. And what they're going to see is anything from someone dressing up as a drag king, which is usually presenting as a male.
Okay.
There could be drag queens, which is presenting as a female. And then there's also everything in between, which is kind of a gender queer fleet, like gender fluid type of thing. So they kind of present however they're feeling.
Right.
And
so you're going to see somebody and you're going to have to think outside the box. You're going to have to feel outside the box.
Yes. Yes. So you'll see a lot of that. And then you'll also see they'll be performing the music. They'll be doing all kinds of fun things. And you're going to see people walking up with dollar bills, handing them to the performers as if to tip them.
Okay.
And that's because looking that cheap costs a lot of money. And it's also a way to appreciate the performer.
Okay.
If you enjoy it, you should tip it.
Have dollar bills there.
Always.
That it is appropriate to have dollar bills.
Yes.
Hand the dollar bill.
Yes.
You don't go tucking dollar bills into people.
No.
You hand somebody a dollar bill.
As if you were being polite about it.
I guess I've never been to a strip club either, but I've seen them on TV.
Right.
So
right.
you want to do what's appropriate. You need to understand the rules. You don't feel like a doorknob.
Absolutely. You need to respect the person standing in front of you, and you just need to respect them by handing them the dollar. You don't want to shove it in anywhere, because a lot of people try to do that, and it's not really the way we work around here.
Okay, it's not a strip club.
Strangely enough, it's at a college campus, no.
No. Oh, this wacky university. What in the world? So hand somebody a dollar bill like a nice person. Use the manners your mama taught you.
Correct.
Okay. Is everybody welcome to come, or is this
100%.
Okay, so this isn't an event that is for the queer community.
No.
And so everybody's welcome.
Everybody's
welcome.
Just
use your manners, that's all.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Come and act like a nice human being and everything will be groovy.
As you should.
Okay. So if you look at drag from the outside and you don't know anything at all about it, it can look a little bit baffling and a little, gosh, I don't understand.
Yes.
Can you give us a little brief history lesson here in our studio about the... Can you abbreviate decades of history and the culture of drag into, a couple of minutes?
I can try. So drag, you could bring it back to the Elizabethan era if you really needed to.
Okay.
Back in the day when Shakespeare was, alive and kicking and doing his thing, women weren't allowed to act in the plays. And so drag actually, drag actually comes from dressed resembling a girl.
Really?
And so D-R-A-G. Yes. So that's where that starts.
See, look at the things we're learning already. Well, and my sister was in a show about Elizabeth. I believe it was called Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all about Queen Elizabeth, and one of the performers who was playing a woman, one of the actors that she became friends with.
Yes.
And because she had to act as a man in her role as queen, and he had to act like a woman as an actor playing feminine roles, she had said to him, "If you teach me how to be a woman, I will teach you how to be a man." And it was a fascinating show.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where it came from eventually.
That's where it came from back
originally, not eventually.
And so it became a cultural thing all through the years, but more popular in like the 60s, 70s, and 80s. It was a Harlem scene, and it was the drag balls. And so they would have these huge balls where they would have all these categories. Like, you'll hear a lot of queens say, like, category is, and then something else. So that actually comes from the Harlem drag scene, where it was like, category is butch queen realness, or category is business casual, things along those lines, where people would actually try to fit those categories and win these awards in these drag balls in Harlem.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
There's a movie about it. It's called Paris is Burning. If you haven't watched it, you need to. It is amazing.
Oh, it sounds fascinating.
It is.
It sounds fascinating. There's also been a history in comedy. Now, this is separate from drag, mm-hmm. but there's been a history in comedy of men dressing up like women, and this is supposed to be funny. I'm thinking Milton Berle,
right.
for example.
Right.
Does that have any connection? I mean, if people think that, you know, if they think about drag and if that's what they're thinking about, how are the intentions of these two different performances different?
So the intentions of, like, the Milton Berle that you're talking about is a little more for the comedy, and it's a little, at this point, kind of outdated. It doesn't really read as it used to.
Right.
The intentions of drag queens is to, you know, have the performance aspect.
Right. Okay.
And really exaggerate everything and really put it right out there.
So this sounds like the kind of thing that you go with a bunch of friends, you have your dollar bills, and
yes.
you just be prepared to just whoop it up and have just a blast.
That is exactly what you need to do.
Okay,
it is amazing.
Then that is the plan. So it's hosted by the UMD Queer and Allied Student Association, and the show is open to the community.
Yes.
There are tickets available in advance, and give me the location and the date. We'll also get a link set up so that folks can double-check that information.
Absolutely. So it's going to be in the Kirby Ballroom on Saturday, October 7th, and it starts at 7. Doors are going to open at 6:30, and we've actually now got a co-sponsorship by Kirby Program Board, and we'll be having raffles for different gift cards that we'll be giving away throughout the night.
Oh, fun.
Mm-hmm.
So all kinds of stuff that's
all
going
kinds of
on.
Fun stuff.
And you managed to do you realize that it took you less time to summarize the history of drag and drag culture than it did to list your job titles?
Yes.
You're
I do.
Amazing, Aaron. Truly amazing. Thank you so much for coming in this morning
Thank
and being
you for
our
having
guest.
Me.
It was great to see you again. Aaron Olson, our guest this morning, and we'll get more information up about the fall drag show on our website, and you can check out all the details right there, KUMD.org.